Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
Why was the last orgy you went to a big disappointment?
Because nobody came.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man!
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
It's time for the parade in Pasadena. Tradition meets college football action in one epic bowl game, and with DraftKings Sportsbook, you can make every play count. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on college football. The number one Michigan Wolverines are squaring off against the red-hot Alabama Crimson Tide. Michigan is trying to capture its first title since 1997, when Tom Brady was a sophomore riding the bench and Charles Woodson was winning the Heisman, while Alabama's looking to capture their seventh title in the past 15 years. This is going to be a great matchup. Download the app now and use promo code BAMPOD. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets for just betting $5 on college football. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code BAMPOD. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in ONT. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Be a man.
Experience!
Be a man drinks fire water fucking first thing in the morning.
Setting the tone.
I wasn't disappointed I puked. I like to puke.
You know something? One time we went for a fucking breakfast at one of them places. You know those weird places that serve alcohol any time of day?
Oh, yeah, I love
it. Be a man threw down fucking three B&Bs with Benedictine, you know that shit?
Oh,
yeah. He fucking chugged them. I go, what the? He didn't pour it in his coffee. He just drank it.
I was taking myself back to the college days because we fucking wake up and drink and drink
all
and drink
fucking
and drink
day.
And drink. I mean, it's fucking crazy. Then we go eat breakfast, then we puke, pass out, then we get up and go out at night.
Those were the days of being a man.
Yeah.
So now, be a man. You said that you enjoy puking. You're into it.
Yeah. Nothing like a. Well, it was a good puke. I felt better afterwards.
Are you bulimic?
No. Does it look it? But if it felt, you know, you can have a good puke. Like I've been out drinking before, like at keg parties, especially at college. You fucking be shit faced and you puke. And get it out of you, you'd be psyched, and then stop drinking again.
I got a
good puke.
You know
that's like a good puke.
I will say this. I never had that recoverable component to me. Once I puked, it was fucking over. There was no coming back.
Well,
I couldn't puke, recover, and then continue to drink.
Some of the puke, I was done. Yeah, some of the pukes, it's like you get down to the bile. It's
like
you just keep on puking. That's a bad puke.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad puke. Yeah. I was really good at the fucking boot and rally. Donzo was a fucking champ.
Really?
Yeah. We had a run at Fess's house years back. It was referred to as Tonzo Struck. What I would do is I would get shit-faced. I'd vomit profusely, and then I pass out on the floor in the middle of everybody hanging out. And then he would play fucking Thunderstruck from AC/DC.
Nice.
And I would fucking awaken from the drunken demons and slap down five shots in a fucking row.
Can we reenact that and film him?
What a fucking savage.
Oh, yeah.
You rose from the dead,
basically. I rose from the dead.
What were you drinking? Were you drinking hot stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Hot stuff. If I get a puke from hot stuff,
it's all
tough to come back.
Yeah.
Beer's not bad because it's, you know, foamy or whatever. Gets out of your systems, gas gets all the gas out of you.
You stick your finger down your throat ever?
No, I don't think I really have.
Oh, I was a pro at that, too.
Ooh. I got to say, with all my fucking issues, I'm not a big puker.
No?
I haven't puked a lot. I mean, I've puked, of course, but I don't puke a lot.
I got to say, like, a hard liquor puke is a disappointing puke.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think of Southern Comfort, the last time I really puked over a beverage.
I puked on that last time I ever had it years ago.
Isn't that funny
Jack
how
Daniels
it turns?
Too. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I still think of it. It's
would,
like,
you, would, the, would you drink it? Now, or are you traumatized?
Think they want to sponsor us, I'll drink.
I don't think I ever touched Southern Comfort since the time I puked so badly in high school from it. I said, that's it for that shit. I see the bottle, I go, how about the dry heaves? That's the worst.
That's bad. See, what happens with my body is when I get a cough, like I'm fighting this fucking cold, I think I have AIDS.
And, nice.
I'll cough and cough and cough and like until I get nauseous and then I puke everything up. But they'll get like a lot of phlegm out. There's something I've told doctors about this my whole life, and they don't seem like
they dismiss you.
Yeah, it's so it doesn't
as
seem
a
like
hypochondriac.
No, it just it's nothing out of the normal. So I
they don't
know,
give
just
a fuck. Yeah.
When I cough from a cold or whatever, if I'm choking on something and cough, I end up throwing everything up.
You got the phlegm build up.
Yeah,
you got to get rid of. I understand. So you can call that a big disappointment, isn't it, BMN? You know what's a big disappointment? Life.
Constantly.
Isn't it? When you hit a certain age and you look in the mirror and you realize you could have done a lot more, that's a bit of a disappointing feeling, isn't it?
Ever hear that song, What Do You Want From Life?
When you know you've been an underachiever, to put it mildly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed every time I look in the mirror.
Aging.
It's like, what the fuck? What have I done?
You know,
I fucked up doing this, you know. It's
disappointments.
Like, regrets, I've had a few.
Yeah.
I used to refer to my penis as 5 inches of disappointment.
A lot of guys would like to have 5 inches, though.
A lot of guys?
Yeah. Well, sure, some guys would look like clit dicks.
Yeah.
A lot of clit dicks out there.
Yeah. Like bona fide disappointment over something, like you didn't win the prize or whatever.
Yeah.
But most disappointments now at this age and the way we are, you may be disappointed for a fraction of a second. It goes into rage. You fucking asshole. It becomes anger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is not disappointment anymore. Now I'm bullshit.
But I'd say that most anger does kind of stem from fucking being disappointed about something. Right.
Well, that anger stems from my stem.
When those cocksuckers wrote me off The Sopranos, that was a disappointment classic, right?
Jesus, yeah.
Is that the biggest disappointment of your life, you think?
On a professional level.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
other bigger disappointments that are, you know, not professional. Mm-hmm. But as a professional thing, that was the biggest. But that quickly turned into one of the stab people. To death.
So,
doing such a thing to me.
So what were you thinking like during the time as it was going down? It seemed like everything was going great.
Everything was going with, they say, swimmingly, right?
So what did you envision was gonna be your run?
So I envisioned an indefinite run, but I envisioned maybe 5-10 more shows minimum. Because the guy, Chase, just 2 weeks before the phone call, give me like a Judas kiss going, I love everything you're doing on the show, John. I went,
what a
thank you. So I'm thinking really good stuff, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks later, he fucking whacked me. Okay? In a dirty, underhanded, sneaky move that at the time it was grave disappointment. But again, it turned into fucking anger.
My mother always used to tell me, I'm disappointed when I did something wrong. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
My father never said that. He just hit me in the head.
But that was always like the sting from the parents. Like, I'm not mad at you, I'm just disappointed. Like, that hurts more.
It's almost worse. Like, you're a loser.
My mother said it a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
You know how someone's disgruntled? So saying they're happy, does that mean they're gruntled? Same with disappointment. So disappointed.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. So what are you, appointed if things are good?
Yeah, if things are going good. I'm very appointed
I'm
right
very
now.
Very appointed.
You're all grundled up.
Be a man. Experience!
One of the ways that I used to disappoint my mother was with the report card.
Oh, yeah.
And I was my grades were never that great, but the one thing that she always looked at was the comments on the sidebar.
Oh, yeah.
In Tonzo the Clown, I was the class clown. I was all the time it said effort needs improvement, conduct needs improvement.
Yeah.
And that would knock like a C minus down to like an F.
Yeah.
So it was basically like I was failing out of school the time.
You know, my parents are constantly disappointed in my report cards because my brother was like an honor roll student I was like C's and D's.
Were you a chooch?
I used to change my report card so much. Yeah. You know, my father killed me if I got a D or an F. So I used to, back then they give them to you.
Yeah, a real report card.
You know,
card.
My old man would get
a legitimate
home.
Report card. It was an actual card.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Yeah, and then it was later on a paper. But my old man would get home and he'd be tired. And I like the day before, would get it, erase everything. Like the D's,
right.
And I would put like a, you know, get it on a typewriter,
yeah,
and put a C on it. And the test would be, I show someone, oh, you see my report card, and a couple of times, like, oh, did you change your marks?
Like, oh, I wouldn't fuck. Do that.
Yeah, I mean, if he ever knew, if I ever got caught doing that,
he
would fucking kill me. Like,
yeah,
literally. Put me in the hospital.
You know, my father can honestly say legitimately lost interest in my report card. Didn't know what grade I was in. For real.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking care to look at it or even know what grade. He goes, what are you, a 7th, 8th grade? Fourth, Dad. Whatever.
Yeah,
I swear
yeah.
to God.
Yeah, my old man was like, gave him an excuse to be an asshole, to be fucking
right.
be yeah. irate about something, you know?
Well, you know what's funny about the report card bit, right? Even with my younger son, if they don't do great in the school, and the comments are, he's a respectful, nice kid, you go, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's good enough. But when it's the triple header of, he's bad in school, he's a wise fuck, and he's disruptive, that was me.
Yeah. Well, then, they didn't really have comments when I was growing up that much.
I
think in the younger grades they did, and then maybe in towards like middle school, high school. I don't know if they had the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think.
I think we had comments in the school in Somerville.
Yeah. I don't
and at the PTA, they gave them in person if your mother or father went to it. My mother went once in a while.
Yeah. This fucking asshole totally lied about me when my father went to one of the PTA meetings. Oh, yeah, about open campus or whatever. Oh, he's, oh, yeah, your son's screwing off like everybody else. And it's like, God didn't even know who I was.
You
know,
my old man. Jerk off.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Fat fucking shit.
You think he's still alive?
He's probably dead. He was fucking say, fat.
You know, it's never too late to hunt these pricks down, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I had a couple of teachers I fucking thought of in the middle of the night randomly like 2 years ago and went, that fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, what are you talking about? I go, my fourth grade teacher. Fucking comment I just remembered he made to me in class in front of everybody.
Yeah.
He never answered for it.
he hasn't paid yet.
That happens to me, too. I think of my third grade teacher who took all of my, she confiscated all of my toys, like all of my Ninja Turtles and all of my shit. And fucking, I remember I was so pissed because at the end of the year, usually you got them back. She never gave them back.
Oh,
she was like,
right.
Fuck you.
That's against the rules.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Never got them back.
One thing, my father was so confrontational, he didn't really give a fuck about us, and you know, in certain ways. Yeah. But if the school fucked with us, he'd like to fight the people at the school.
Yeah,
he'd
good.
Be disinterested in anything. Yeah, report cards were great.
Just gave
you were
him
in.
An excuse.
But if I go, oh, the teacher, he goes, what? He'd fucking charge down there.
Yeah.
He'd be very confrontational.
Because
that's what he thrived on.
Yeah, right.
Confrontation.
No, my old man had my back a couple of times. There was, like, on the long, in lunchtime, they had the long tables.
Yeah.
And there was a thing going around where you could, like, kick the bottom in.
Oh, part
way. So eventually, if enough people, enough weight got on, it would collapse and everyone's lunches would go.
Oh, yeah.
So one day I was sitting there, and I was, like, the only one at the table. And everyone knew it was going to go, and they get up. And the thing went, and this guy came over and fucking, like, started screaming at me from
Ooh.
The whole school. I went up. My old man went up there and made him apologize.
See?
Fucking Mr. Kallick, you cocksucker. I hope
Kallick.
You're dead.
Yeah, how old do you think he is?
I don't know.
Why don't we fucking Google him, see if we can locate him?
Hopefully he's only 10 years older than me, so when I give him a black eye, it won't be that bad. You know? But, yeah, he embarrassed me in front of the whole cafeteria. Like, started.
Yeah.
I didn't. You thought I did it. I mean, if I was just sitting there having my lunch. For once, right. I was innocent.
Right.
Yeah. So my old man went up. He made him demanded. Had to go into the principal's office. Demanded he apologize.
That's nice.
My old man was fucking.
Yeah.
Pissed.
So he was the same way.
Yeah.
He could fuck with you, but nobody on the other
no,
side.
Exactly,
could.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
No,
exactly.
No teacher. Can they fucking neighbor anybody?
The
no.
Old,
no. He wouldn't have it.
Old disappointing double standard.
Yeah. If I ran into one guy who's older than me that picked on me from back in the day,
yeah,
and say he was sick in bed or in a wheelchair, I wouldn't give a fuck about that. I go, I don't care.
What do you think
go fuck yourself.
Be a man. Do you have an age limit on how old someone has to be where the cutoff is where you don't knock them out?
Well, I'm a senior citizen, so it doesn't matter. We're all senior citizens now.
Oh, okay. So if some, if some like 75-year-old guy is just getting wordy and he needs a fucking pop, you'll give it to him and feel no guilt?
Why not?
Nice.
A lot of 75-year-olds are in good shape now.
Yeah?
Yeah, no shit.
Everybody's eligible to get fucking cracked if they step out of line.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd probably maybe slap him around. You know, for someone on a, you know, slap, probably not punch him in the face because you could kill someone.
A backhander.
Yeah.
A little something.
Yeah, get a little physical. Show him who's boss.
But you're both going to be over 65 because it'll be elderly abuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're both old and you fight, they can't get you on that. But if you crack a senior citizen and you're fucking not a senior citizen, you got problems.
See, my problem is I get the road rage going. I'm 65 and I'm fucking yelling and swearing at people.
See, I don't have that anymore.
I still
anymore.
Think I'm in my 20s.
You have road rage?
Oh, big
I can't
time.
Care anymore. About
I'm always
that.
Behind. I'm really? Always, yeah, so I'm fucking yelling, giving people the finger.
Or trying to like maneuver?
Yeah, I mean, I got, you know, it's going to happen. I'm going to, sooner or later, I'm going to jump out and probably get my ass kicked by some guy in his 30s. Yeah.
Well, today I was a little fucking jumpy. I had a couple of coffees, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at my phone at a red light, and a guy gave me a toot. And it was the minor was toot. The acceptable.
A courtesy toot.
But you know something? I was momentarily fucking enraged. I'm fucking gesturing like this, going, "What the fuck?" And I got so fucking mad for about 4 seconds, and I went, "This is dumb." No.
Be a man. Experience.
Speaking of disappointment, me and Be a Man, we did this. I had an appearance. Remember that? And the disappointment in the whole fucking thing, including the hotel room.
Oh yeah.
Do the you room, remember?
The,
that?
Yeah, the rooms were.
Oh my God!
The room we got there, you know, we had our own room, but the rooms were fucking like terrible.
Like, just like fucking Quality Inn level.
Yeah, terrible rooms, like old fucking decor.
Rundown.
You know, fucking shag rug, like green.
Pissed on.
Yeah, like fucking puke green fucking shag rugs, right?
Right.
Fucking spread was like orange.
Wasn't that unbelievable?
It was fucking. What the fuck? It was like 1920s, right? It was terrible.
So we leave the appearance, which was very grim.
Hell,
maybe
yeah.
30 people showed up. The guy was telling me, I'll be 1,000 people, gonna make a shitload of money, blah, 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 all that same old bullshit, right? We go back to the room shit-faced, and then we said, you know something? Fuck this.
My room had a fireplace, so I grabbed a poker.
Nice.
And I just fucking smashed the fucking TV.
Yeah. The rooms weren't in our name, so we felt complete fucking protection to get away with this. When I tell you this was Keith Moon, Joe Walsh level of wrecking hotel rooms, I ain't fucking lying. It was legitimately a rampage.
I put fucking a million logs into the fireplace, so the whole ceiling and everything was black. All the walls were black.
Tipped over the desk,
chair,
just fucking broke the fucking lamp.
Everything.
Full
everything.
Fucking just Motley Crue.
Pulled the Motley fucking crew.
Pulled the shower curtain off, fucking
just
over
went
shit.
Fucking shit house. Incredibly, we never heard a word about
no.
it. The guy who booked us, who booked the room in his name,
he must have been guilty.
Didn't have the fucking balls to confront us on.
He must have been guilty.
We were going, maybe
so
we get
did
a fucking
he just,
bill.
So did this guy just eat a fucking $20,000? How much damage do you think you guys did to the room?
Probably at least a grand, $2,000 each, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. And they were adjoining rooms with a big metal door, one of them kind of fucking things with a latch. So we're going in and out, wrecking each other's rooms, working together.
I was gonna throw something through the window. He's like, "Oh no, don't do that. They might call the cops." Like,
that was the only moment we had a lucid thought. Going, we may hit somebody in the fucking head with a TV or a chair.
So people on the outside would know, and they might call the cops.
Yeah,
So did you do any structural damage, like any like punch holes?
Oh, there was holes in the wall.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I had that poker. I was fucking smashing the wall.
The pitches. The fucking wall looked like fucking Swiss cheese with the poker. Oh, yeah, it was fucked up.
Yeah.
That was really...
It's fucking the bathroom had like fucking pink sinks and fucking pink tile and...
Yeah.
It's fucking
asbestos.
You could fucking... The sink was like this big.
Yeah.
You could barely sit down and take a shit and have the... Shut the door, barely hit your leg.
Right.
You know?
And you know what's funny about it? That happened, and we talked about it maybe once or twice right after, but we never really even thought about it. We didn't give a fuck.
No.
We didn't feel guilty. We didn't go, "Can you believe what we did?" We didn't even care.
It would have been cheaper for the guy if he sent us a couple of hookers over afterwards.
Yeah.
So basically the guy fucking, he ended up fucking eating shit and had to pay probably $5,000 for this fucking quality inn.
Yeah, he had to pay, I say... Two to six grand.
Absolutely.
Two to six.
I think he got a load of us, our demeanor, and all the fucking aura.
We had black clouds.
I don't think I'm going to fuck with these two.
We were our fathers for that night.
Right. If they did this to the hotel room, what are they going to do to me?
Yeah.
See, that's
and
the
he
best.
Wasn't Italian. He was a, you know, Irish guy, Irish and Polish, yeah, or whatever. He's mild mannered guy, and you know, we came across kind of fucking moody.
He didn't expect that at all.
Yeah,
we didn't expect it either. It was a it was a disappointment.
It was
that turned
into sperm of the moment.
Because you know why? I go, what have I ever done to make you treat me so disrespectfully by putting me in a fucking shitty room? You motherfucker. We were so licked up and angry and disappointed in the event that we had no other recourse. Yeah. We took it out in the place.
Well, the night, like I said, if you sent a couple of broads over,
he would have smoothed it over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
it cost him a lot less.
Or he could have said, look, the event sucked. Here's an extra 500, 600, right?
Yeah, that's how you handle
it. A classy move. We said, all right, then, you did the right thing. You stepped up. But no.
Yeah, he here's the difference for the dog shit fucking hotel rooms.
He goes, sorry. Sorry. Okay, I'll show you fucking sorry.
But see, like shit like that, it brought me back to my college days because we used to just be disappointed in ourselves and fucking just destroy dorms. And we actually, our floor, like, and I wasn't even there for this, but we all had to pay. It was like 8 rooms. And four on one side, 4 on the other, so it's like 16 kids in the middle of the toilets and the showers. I came back from drinking one night. I wasn't with all the guys in our ward, and everything was gone. The whole fucking, every fixture, the bathroom was gone. Everything was gone. They went nuts. They fucking ripped everything out.
Wow.
All the sinks. Yeah. We all had to pay like 200 and something bucks or whatever.
Jesus, fuck.
This is going back to 1980.
That's
right, so it was like 16 guys all had to kick up like 200 and something bucks each. I missed all the fun. I wish I was there to get the money's worth.
Yeah, right. No shit.
Be a man. Experience.
How about a disappointing court verdict?
I ran over my girlfriend, and it wasn't totally on purpose. She threw a nutty. Jumped in the back.
Was it half on purpose?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Now,
whatever.
She's
like Suge Knight when he peeled out of that fucking parking lot.
I'm going to have to look back at the records and make sure this is over 7 years long because of what I'm going to say.
Yeah, but I don't know. With this kind of crime.
No, I think 7 is statute of limitations.
Kill her, right?
No,
now, the first question I have to ask be a man is, did you technically really run over or did you just bump her and she flipped up on the
hood? Like a speed bump.
You went over her.
Like literally went right over her body. Like a speed bump.
So what happened is she was high. She was very high strung, right? And she was having a bad day and I was trying to work out of the house. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Get back to your mother. You got to go to your mother's house.
She antagonized.
She went nuts. So she went outside. I was going to drive her home. Then she wasn't going to go. So I hopped in my truck. She hopped in the back. Right? Oh. So I was driving to the police station to say, just get this fucking broad away from me. She's crazy, you know. She's throwing a nutty, right? So I pulled over to the police station. She jumped out, and I backed up, and I drove out, and she came running at the truck, and I seen her, and I like sideswiped her, and I fucking ran her arm over. And I heard her say, you just ran my arm over, and I just kept on going. I just fucked because I was at the police station. I'm like, I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
Luckily, I just went to the laundromat, had my clothes with me, and I fucking get out of town.
You're on a lamb?
Yeah. So all of a sudden, the cops are calling me. What's going on? I'm all, no, not much. I'm, what can I do for you? You know why I'm calling? I'm like, no, I don't. I'm calling about Joan. I'm all, what about her? You ran her over. I said, no, I didn't. He said, can you come down and talk to us? I said, hey, I respect everything you guys do, but I'm not coming down there without a lawyer. So I knew, and they're so fucking stupid, right? So then her mother called me, and I played Mickey the Dunce, right?
I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't know. I would never do that on purpose. And it wasn't on purpose, you know. And so she was at a North Shore hospital, right?
Yeah.
So they're so stupid. I went down there to see how she was. She's all banged up. She's all scratched up, and her wrist is all fucking. I thought it broke her arm, but it didn't break.
That's a miracle.
So, yeah. So I wait for her to get out. We took her and I took off and went to Maine for a couple
days. Up.
We went up to Ogunquit for two or three days.
So after you ran her over, you made up.
Yeah.
I hope that wasn't her hand job arm.
No, she was riding me that night though.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but they got my neighbors like calling me, and I have a fake address on my license and everything. So it was coming on. I was hearing everything from people in town about what was coming on the scanner. It's like, does he have any weapons? Shit like
fucking
this.
Wanted, and man.
They're going to these wrong addresses they have for me.
Looking for you.
Yeah. So finally, they came to the right address, and my neighbor, who's dead now, he called me and said, hey, the cops are looking for you. I said, yeah, I'm not around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and kind of told him what happened. So I got out of it, but one of them was continued without a finding, which is kind of like you're not innocent. Yeah,
it's like probation, but not. Like,
yeah, so yeah.
We'll be watching you.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many fucking inconsistencies and lies in the report.
If I'm going to run somebody over, I'm not going to do it in the police parking lot.
No shit.
No, he came, fucking stupid.
He came to court with his fucking hat under here, his dress blues and his fucking white gloves. And we walked out. My lawyer, you know, was like, you know, I got off, basically. And
you see?
We walked out. My lawyer's like, you have a nice day now, officer. He was fucking I wanted to punch that motherfucker in the face.
Yeah, those cops, you know, even though we support the blue in general,
they
do lie. I've had an instance. Well, I'm not even going to go into the whole story because we know it's a sordid tale. We know this. Openly lie in the fucking courtroom about me.
Yeah.
That was clearly disprovable. I go, and until it happens to you, you don't think they're going to lie about you like that. But they really do.
That's disappointing.
That's very disappointing.
Yeah.
I said they fucking manufactured something out of fucking thin air.
Unbelievable.
About, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience.
How about bosses and coworkers? I've always been disappointed in bosses because I always felt they had something against me.
Yeah.
I had a chip on my shoulder. I felt everybody was conspiring
to
get me.
I'm very disappointed in all my coworkers down here. Fucking guys suck.
You know what I mean? I always felt I was being singled out.
You can always rationalize why you should get more money, why this guy's being an asshole to you. But we can always rationalize.
I always thought they were jealous of me. They're jealous of me.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps you to cope.
Yeah.
You're not doing your job. Go, fuck you. I am doing my job.
I know in your business, guys can be real catty. So you probably get a lot of disappointment and like
there was actors, a lot of bullshit like that.
Yeah, but you want to knuckle them, but you could knuckle them, but you can't.
In your younger days, then you get a hard edge to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you stop giving a fuck.
You just file it. It's just say one day
you
down
say,
the line.
If I ever have the opportunity to run them over down the road, I'll take that opportunity. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people deserve a fucking backhand. You know that be a man that didn't get one.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they're not going to get it in the future. It's never over, right?
Never forget.
Never
hold
forget.
Hold a grudge until you die. Be a man.
It's
the truth. I live by that.
I do too.
Yeah.
If someone done me wrong like that, there's no forgiveness.
If someone has it coming, they got it coming.
Yet, if I done them wrong, I expect to be forgiven.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I wasn't in my right mind.
Yeah.
When I did it.
Be one way, be a man.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how it goes. The double standard. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
What about how about sports? Like, you ever get disappointed about a Boston team losing?
I was disappointed in 1967 when the Red Sox lost the fucking Worlds because they were perennial losers.
Yeah,
but I don't really give a fuck.
I was
about
like
sports
eight or
anymore.
Nine. I was like,
I don't care.
I was crushed, but it was that was like a cool run.
Yeah,
that they made.
I was 12 years old. Baseball was my whole world then.
Oh yeah,
baseball was everything, and that was a real pennant race before they changed it up. That was a heartbreaking to me at that time. I mean, maybe a Patriot loss in the early run. Then I turned on sports.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck who wins or loses.
That sucked. And then, like, the Bruins loss with the too many men on the ice.
That's silly.
That was fucking devastating to me. I was up at college, and we were watching the game. I was just crushed. Yeah, we were at a party. Went to a party afterwards. I was sitting, this bro was trying to get with me, and I just fucking sat there. Sat there outside against the wall drinking beer. I was just all bummed out.
You know, I know a guy that did that. I was very bamboozled. Not that many years ago, I was doing my movie, right? And he was the editor or whatever. He was a big executive. I went to his house. We're having a great fucking time. Next thing I know, I can see him through the window. He's pacing on the fucking deck of his house all fucked up. I said to the wife, I go, what's he doing? What's up with Joe? She goes, he's just really bummed the Jets lost. I go, does he bet or something? She goes, no, not at all.
Was it a regular season game?
Yeah.
He was
fucking like bullshit pacing. What's he fucking, is he retarded?
What's he play for him?
What's the team owner?
There's
people that go into like deep depressions because their fucking team loses. And how about all these people that you see on the internet that flip out and smash their TVs
and
shit?
Up.
Well, yeah, now there's this game, you can gamble everywhere too, so the stakes are high, but the Bruins having too many men on the ice.
That's bullshit.
That was
I remember that
was
one.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
right? And if they won that game, they would have went to the finals and beat.
So you were disappointed.
Oh, that was the worst one, I think.
You know, I was disappointed when fucking Ali lost to Frazier the first time when I went down there.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to MSG, but the tickets were for the Felt Forum. It was on closed circuit. I've said this before. That was very disappointing because I liked fucking Ali back then.
I liked him, but I couldn't because my father hated him because he was a draft dodger.
Yeah, see, I'm all for the draft dodging.
Yeah.
Vietnam.
My father was like...
World War II, hey, and I would have been on the front lines. You know that.
Oh, for sure.
But Vietnam... I want to dodge that draft.
I'm disappointed I didn't get drafted and didn't go over the NOM.
You would have loved it.
No, I always assumed, like I've said before, I always assumed, you know, watching it from when you're like 5 years old up until you're like
that
in
you
your
would
teens,
still have it.
It's like you just figured you were going to go. And I knew a lot of people that went that were older than me.
Yeah, so I never held a draft dodging against fucking Clay.
Yeah.
Ali.
Oh, my old man hated him.
He called him the Clay. And I called him Clay.
How'd your old man think?
He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. See, I liked that. Ali
My
was,
old man
was
all draft dodging, even though he was in the Army, too.
He was great, though. Ali was great, like his personality and everything.
The thing that makes him great to me, there's maybe better fighters. The fact that he was such an icon and a symbol to give up his career and money over that, which was, in history, has proven a total fucking sham, wasted war, dumb, created by politicians for absolutely no good reason. He was 100% right.
You get a lot of guys in the mid-70s now who want to fight me because they're screwed up from being in Vietnam.
Be a man. Experience!
Is there anything worse than when you're fucking starving and you go out to eat and you get a disappointing meal?
I'm very disappointed.
That's the worst.
In a lot of Italian food I get out there, I'm very disappointed in.
Yeah.
People say... Oh, it's great, but you have to look at the source. If it's someone like you who says it's good Italian food, I know it's good.
You know I would never steer you wrong, man. You know that about me, right?
Well, you're Italian, so you know good Italian food.
Right.
Like, you know, some of these chains, I don't want to plug them, but...
Do chains.
Yeah, but people think it's good, but they don't know any better. So I'm very disappointed in a lot of Italian restaurants.
Yeah. I was disappointed once when I found a fucking fingernail. Oh. And my food intact, the whole fucking nail.
The whole nail.
So help me God, my wife was with me at the Yangtze River in Lexington. I wonder if they're still there, those pricks.
Never heard of them.
Used to go there every week raving about the fucking joint, right? That's the best place. We love it here. And then I picked up a scoop of fucking lo mein. I go to her, is this a fucking thumbnail? Because it was that big.
I heard of that place. I heard they were big on the finger food.
Some dirty motherfucker in the back room discarded his shed fucking fingernail.
Unbelievable.
Fucking
so what happened?
The guy lost his nail. Didn't think to look at it?
I called them over. They were fucking appalled. They acted like, oh, my God. And we said, we're out of here. And it was fucking bad.
You know, the guy who said he was appalled, his fucking hand was all bloody.
I can't even say that's disappointing. That was more than disappointment.
Fucking, that's gross.
Disappointing thing. You know, I hoped it would be. You happy with your choice? Not really. I got the fish like an asshole. You know what you're trying to go? Let me get the fish fucking jerk off.
I want the food to be, you know, I hate when you get like a, you know, you get your main course, like a steak with fucking potatoes and a green or whatever. And like the potatoes are fucking cold.
Oh,
no. You know, it's like fucking heat the food up, man.
Yeah. You look across the guy having a nice steak and you go, why did I get the fucking group of fish?
I'm disappointed.
A flavorless fucking douchebag fucking piece of fish.
Why did I get disappointed a fucking clams casino?
When I go to a restaurant, I'm very disappointed in the service 90% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
You pick them apart.
Because I demand, like, I almost want a waiter just for me and my men.
Yeah.
Only me exclusively. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to wait on Sean and his fucking entourage. Nobody else. If I have to flag you down. Well, you know what else is disappointing? Usually they come around every fucking 2 minutes. You're, look, lady, if I fucking need you, you'll be summoned. Don't come back here anymore. And then they take it to the extreme where you don't fucking see them for an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great segment. We can never do one on being happy.
No.
Because we're never happy.
Only maybe for a second or two here and there, right?
Yeah.
Would you say the moment you blow your load, you become unhappy?
Disappointed?
One of my friends used to say, when I blow a load with a bra, I just want to punch her in the face and leave. Fucking sick bastard.
Most men want to leave after that.
I just want them to evaporate as soon as the load fucking dribbles
out of my. That's what's nice about getting a nice
chat.
Massage.
Oh, yeah.
You blow your load and leave. Everyone's happy.
It always comes down to a blown load, doesn't it?
For us, because we're guys, girls want to be held.
But I must say, be a man, from we've learned in the last several years, you are the fucking loadmaster.
Yeah, I mean, for my age, I still...
It's pretty remarkable. Yeah. You'd put young guys to shame.
Hotline. Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, Be a Man Hotline. Your boy Dallas is back, and he has a great story to tell about, I always used to refer to it as a butter face, but he calls it a butter body.
Back in the day when I was a young buck, I had a buddy that lived in the rough part of my town. Down the road from his house was this local slut who always had slutty friends and always loved to party. This one time, my buddy and I went over to the slut's house to hang out, and there was this girl there. A new girl we've never seen before. Let's just say she was a classic butterbody. As the night went on, me and this butterbody started chatting small talk at first. But then we got right into our sexual encounters with people in the room. Being the raging bull I was, I told her I've had every broad in this room blow me. None of them could swallow my entire hammer. The butter body looks at me like I've just proposed a challenge she's willing to do right then and there. She slowly grabs my hand and brings me into the other room. Thinking we'd be easing into it, she grabs my meat stick and starts eating it like it was her last meal. Looks up at me and says, "Watch this." Lo, behold, she does the unthinkable and eats my meat like it's a hot dog eating contest. Me grabbing the wall, trying to survive this glorious feeling. I launch a load I've never experienced in my life, and a load I'll never forget. It cummed so much I thought I was pissing in her mouth. Once the ordeal was done, she cleaned herself up and I never saw her again. Moral of the story: get a blowjob from a fat whore. Be a man.
That could be the best one yet.
That's fucking phenomenal, man. That's beyond A+. What's higher than A+?
Yeah.
Fuck it, all his...
Keep these fucking crazy stories coming, please.
Fucking meat stick, his fucking hammer, all the terminology. Tremendous all around.
Yeah.
You know that? And you know something? I agree with him. You ever get piped by a nice fatty?
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
They really do step it up. You know that, right? They
try harder.
They gotta overcompensate for the other part, but that's phenomenal.
Mm.
Wow.
It seems like this guy had a problem finding a broad that was able to take his whole fucking shaft. Has that been an issue for you?
Well, like I always say, like one out of five girls know how to suck a dick. Right?
Yeah,
right?
You
look at back all the blowjobs you've gotten, right?
It's true.
And you get like one out of five know how, you know, you get one out of a 10 who's tremendous.
I'll give it maybe a 2 out of 5, 3 out of 5. Because if it goes wrong right away on the first session, I'll go stop with a little tap to the head. Go, let me talk to you a little bit.
Yeah.
And then guide them through.
A little coach.
But this guy basically came out of his own fucking asshole once somebody was able to fucking take the whole thing.
Yeah, he was impressed by that.
So he's got a schlong.
That fucking anaconda, nobody could take it.
I'm sure that, like, obviously this is an issue that does not plague me in any way, shape, or form. Is that this poor guy has probably been, he's been looking for his missing piece. He's been looking for someone that could take the whole fucking ham bone.
That was the last time I ever saw her. He finally found her. That was it.
Yeah, he should have married that fucking broad. If he was going through like a lifelong search to find someone that could finally find an esophagus that could finally fit his fucking hammer.
Well, you know why I didn't marry? He couldn't afford to feed her.
Most guys are home bitching and moaning about their small dicks. Woe is me, poor me. This poor guy goes, "My dick's so big. Nobody can blow me." That's all this fucking butter body.
Yeah,
nobody
fucking
can fit it in their mouth.
She was game.
My ham bone. He sticks my entire ham bone. Yeah, Dallas is quite a fucking guy.
Oh, my God.
What's his name? Dallas?
Dallas.
He's quite a fucking guy, isn't he?
He's the best.
Be a man. Experience!
I'd rather be disappointed than happy because I'm a miserable fuck. It's easier to be more disappointed than happy, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm disappointed more than I'm happy.
Well, you know, as life goes on, you expect the worst always.
Oh, yeah.
So you gird your loins. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
You gird your loins. Stupid fucking expression. But basically, you brace yourself to be disappointed.
Yeah.
So when you are disappointed, it won't feel as bad, but it still feels bad, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You go, I thought I was ready for this, but this really sucks.
Yeah, we're just negative by nature.
Yeah, you don't want to be happy, do you?
Not really.
Do you think you're incapable at a true, meaningful
level?
Like you said,
I could be happy for a second. That's it.
Yeah. When you're with a woman talking about driving, would you say you're happy or just there?
Yeah, my brain, I'm thinking about sports.
Yeah.
You know? I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.